What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly, and this is another of our timeless advice episodes. This is with Matt Fry of Bubs Burgers and Ice Cream in Carmel, Indiana. I think Matt's already been on the Timeless Advice series. He'll probably be on it again. He's a really smart guy, and he had a lot of great things to say when we interviewed him for our first book, Restaurant Owners Uncorked, back in 2010. He's built this into a really successful business over the years, and it reminds me I need to probably catch up with Matt and have him on a podcast episode again soon. But in the meantime, he shared some thoughts during this conversation about the biggest advantage that independent restaurant owners have over chains, and we're going to get to that momentarily. First, a couple of sponsors. Schedulefly is our company, and we're very proud to serve about 6,000 restaurants and breweries and distilleries and boutique hotels and independent hospitality businesses. We've been doing this since 2007, and we've grown one customer at a time through word of mouth. We have no salespeople. We have five people on our team, in fact, and it's the same five we've had for all those years. And we're able to serve 6,000 restaurants and their 250,000 employees with only five people here because our software is very clean, very easy, very simple, very intuitive, point and click, plug and play. Our support volume is extraordinarily low. And therefore, because it's very low, we are able to respond very quickly. We answer the phone. We follow up with emails right away. And we provide legendary customer service, absolutely without fail. Our whole business is built on simple software, legendary customer service. And we treat our customers the way that you treat yours. I mean, what you do in hospitality is take great care of the people that do business with you and make sure that their experience is outstanding. And that's exactly how we treat our customers. So look, if you're a hospitality business and you're creating the schedule in Excel or pencil and paper, and you're communicating with, various different types of tools that are not a real simple software, give Schedulefly a look. Maybe it works for you. Maybe what you're doing is fine. Maybe it's fine for you, but not your team. You know, nowadays we really want to make sure we're giving our team the best tools because it's so hard to find and keep good people. Schedulefly definitely makes life easier for the employees. It makes life easier for the managers, and we'd love a chance to serve you. If you do fit in that category, we're not using a software now. We have a 30-day free trial. You can set it up on our website, schedulefly.com. My cell phone is right there on the trial sign-up page. If you've got questions, give me a shout, shoot me a text. If you hit the Learn More page, there's a great little quick demo on that page, on the bottom of the page, that shows you how Schedulefly looks and works. And if you do your 30-day free trial and you like it, you plug in a card and it's monthly billing. Automated monthly, there's no setup fee, there's no contract, there's no cancellation fee, there's literally no other fees. It's just simple monthly pricing. If you want to prepay for a year, we give you a 5% discount. If you got more than one location, we give you a 10% discount. So I guess you could get up to 15, you know, if you do the multi-unit plus you prepay. We'd love an opportunity to serve you. Check it out. If you have other software already, it's not geared for restaurants, or maybe you're using one of these softwares that is, you know, some VC-backed company, and they got like 1,000 bells and whistles and all that stuff, and you don't really need them all, and you're paying a ton of money, give us a look. You know, we've never raised our pricing since 2007. It's the exact same pricing today as it was then. So we hope to hear from you. Second, Flip Mobile Banking, FLYP. Flip Mobile Banking. You can find them on the App Store. You can find them online at flipmoney.com. Flip is a great company, and it has a great product. It's a rewards-based debit card. That's their core product. When you sign up for Flip, you get a checking account. You're not going to have a minimum account balance to avoid fees. You're not going to have overdraft fees. You're not going to have all these fees. That's all banks charge these days is fees, fees, fees. that's not Flip's model. Flip's model is to give you a checking account with no minimum account balance and to give you a rewards-based debit card. Credit cards are rewards-based these days. Almost all of them are, but not debit cards. That's what Flip does, and they do it really well, and they make spending fun. So what happens is every time you use your Flip debit card, you spin the Flip wheel. It's on your app, on your phone. It's sort of like a Wheel of Fortune wheel. You spin it, and it stops, and you either get Flip coins, which combine those or compile those and use those for various ways that you can purchase things with them, or even better, you get cash back. You could get 1%, 2%, 5%, 20%, 50%, 110%, and I'm not exaggerating. You can get up to 110% cash back. We do know of a Schedule Fly customer that recently got 100% cash back. We know of another one that got 23% cash back. So you spin that wheel and good things happen. Every time you use your Flip card, you get to spin the wheel. Now, if you sign up for it, use the promo code ScheduleFly. All you got to do is spend $100 in the first month and they're going to give you $20 right from Flip. So it's a great thing to use if you don't already have a checking account and you need a place for direct deposit and you want it to go in. I mean, if you're an owner or a manager of a restaurant, this is a really great tool to share with your team. Or a great product to share with your team. And if you have a bank that you don't love, or you have a bank that's charging you fees, forget them. Take your money to Flip. They're going to take great care of you. They're not going to charge you fees. And you're going to get rewards for spending on your debit card. The cool thing is, like unlike credit cards as well, there's no annual fee for this card, right? So most of those cards that give you all those rewards, you got to pay a big annual fee. And that sort of offsets their cost for doing those rewards. Not Flip. Good folks, and great product. Okay, so let's get to Matt Fry. And one of the things that, I talked to Matt about is just, what's working? Like, why are things working well? What are you doing that is making Bubs so successful? And again, this was 12 years ago. Bubs is still very successful, but they didn't have as many locations back then, but they were crushing it. They still are. But here's one of the things that Matt said that I really liked. Quote, "We're a family business. The customers know me and my wife. They see my kids grow up. And one of the coolest things is that we'll be 8 years old in May. And these young couples that came in when they just moved here, just when we first opened, were pregnant with their first child or second kids. Now these kids are 7, 8 years old. They're coming in and they give us hugs. That's the hardest thing with expansion, too, is that I'm not here to see them as much. The biggest thing that I think these restaurant owners should look forward to is those relationships you have with your customers down the road. That's what you should strive for. Not the money, not the notoriety or anything like that. Your biggest advantage over a chain restaurant is that people know who you are and they understand what you're trying to accomplish. If you work hard and be honest, it really will pay off." I really love the idea of looking forward to the relationships and that being what you strive for, not the money and not the notoriety and all that kind of stuff. In other words, the byproduct of doing that and doing it well and building those relationships and having that kind of a focus and leveraging that advantage over the chain restaurants of knowing your customers and knowing them well and knowing their families and being that owner that was there in the first year and the fifth year and the 10th year and the 20th year, all of that is such a huge, huge advantage. And when you strive for those things, the money becomes the byproduct. The success follows. You're not striving for the money. You're not striving for some measurable goal necessarily. Obviously, you have to build a successful business. But if you're striving for those immeasurable things, the way your brand and your company is perceived in your community, the way you interact with your customers, the relationships that you build with your customers, the fact that those things are so important. That's very clear to the customer. That's very easy to pick up on and easy to perceive by anybody. And they understand that what they're getting in your restaurant is so different than what they would get in a chain. But it's very easy to understand that, but hard in the midst of it not to stay focused on some number, right? Whether it's we've got to, you know, get our cost to this, get down to this, or we have to get our revenue to that. I mean, again, you have to have a successful business, so you have to get, you know, have cost be less than revenue for sure. And you have to have certain goals that you need to meet personally, you know, to take care of your family. But the bigger picture here, what Matt is saying, what so many owners that I've talked to over the years have said, is that the focus has to be in independent hospitality on building a business where you are building wonderful relationships with the people that work for you, and wonderful relationships, the people that patronize you, that are your customers. And when you do that, and when you have a very clear focus on that, and you do that with intention and care and love, day after day after day, it compounds. It's like any sort of long-term compounding process, whether it's, you know, investing money or anything, you know, working out, you know, doing fitness every day. It takes a long time for the results to start to show, but once they start to show, they compound and they grow faster and faster and faster. It's nonlinear. There's some inflection point at some point. And the goal, what Matt was talking about, and again, what so many of these other owners talked about, is really having that focus, and the financial success becomes the byproduct of that focus. It doesn't become the focus. So thank you all for listening. There is so much good wisdom and advice in these two Restaurant Owners Uncorked books. I've been plowing back through these over the last few months, and I'm bragging on these books not because we publish these books, we self-publish these books. We're not what's great about the book by any means. What's great about these books is what these owners shared, the advice and wisdom and business philosophies that they shared. And it is amazing how timeless so much of this content is. So I'd even recommend, I mean, look, this first book is 12 years old. The one I'm holding in my hand right now, we self-published it in 2010. It's almost 13 years old. The second book was 2017. Restaurant Owners Uncorked. They're both on Amazon. The second one is called Restaurant Owners Uncorked Part 2. Pick them up. They're a great Christmas gift for anybody that's interested in restaurants, because they were deliberately designed to have wisdom that would be timeless. I would never have anticipated in 2010 that 12 years later I'd be reading content from these books and commenting on that content on a podcast, but here we are. And it's great content because these owners are smart people, and they're thoughtful people, and they're caring people, and they're good at what they do. So what a big honor for us to have the opportunity to share their stories. Thank you all for listening. If you are on a podcast that has a subscription capability, please subscribe to the content, the podcast. If you are on a podcast that has the ability to rate, particularly iTunes, you can rate podcasts. If you wouldn't mind taking a second, give us however many stars you think we're worthy of out of 5. Write any comments that you'd like to share. Ratings, comments, all of that stuff. Share these episodes around wherever you can. The more of that that happens, the more these algorithms with these podcast players will push this content to people that are looking for this content. And, you know, we'd love that because it's great content. Again, not because of us, because of the people that we're pulling it from. And we want this to get in front of as many people as possible. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for your time. If you're a Schedulefly customer, thank you for your business. If you're not, we'd love to serve you, but thanks for listening to this anyway. And we appreciate you, and more coming soon. See ya.